Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright Podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. What's wrong with setting goals? Humans seem to be hardwired to set goals, and they'll push hard to meet them, and even harder when they can see that they may not quite reach them. And while it's good to push yourself, what happens when you can see that you're not even going to come close to meeting your goal? There's a good chance you'll stop trying altogether and just get discouraged. Worse, you'll probably be loath to set another goal in the near future, especially if it's the same one. Think New Year's resolutions. But developing a system is the alternative to setting goals, and a much better one at that. When you have a routine, or a series of steps that you take, or at least try your best to take, every day, you'll always feel successful, even if not much gets done one day. This is because you know that that particular day is not going to make or break your book. Just pack it in and try again the next day. As long as you show up prepared to work, you've done your part. Systems allow you to say, I'm just going to plug away on this, and it will get done, even if it's not exactly when I want it to. Systems are usually productive, while goals are often counterproductive. You see, goals are fine if you can reach them every single time. But who among us can? Some people do better with goals than others, but we've all experienced the disappointment of not reaching a goal that we've set. In other words, we've all experienced failure, because with goals, it's pretty black and white. Either you reach them or you don't. And how you react to that failure depends on several things. It depends in part on your personality and on how close you came to meeting the goal. But it also depends on how that goal relates to future goals. For example, let's say you set a goal to write 1,000 words today. And let's say you only wrote 500, so you missed your goal. The problem is that now it's catch-up time because you have an overarching goal to write 20,000 words this month. And if this happens on more than one occasion, then in addition to feeling disappointed about not reaching your goal, you may now have the stress of possibly missing your monthly goal. And you already told everyone you know that you were going to do it. You don't want to have to admit failure, so what's the better way? This is where checkpoints save the day. Let's say part of your system involves sitting at your desk every weekday and writing down whatever comes. Some days will be better than others, but if you don't write 1,000 words one day, don't go so hard on yourself. Sure, your first checkpoint is 10,000 words halfway through the month, but the great thing about a checkpoint is that it's easily changed, so you can just push it back a week. The whole purpose of a checkpoint is to give you instant feedback on how effective your system is, and if you need to make any changes to your daily routine in order to come closer to your checkpoints. A checkpoint also gives some structure to your system, because quite frankly, following a system can at times make you feel like you're drifting on an open sea. So you can consider checkpoints your driving directions on the road to success. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors, dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright Podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.